16. Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche. Nietzsche's early childhood is itself a story of writing, reading, illness, and isolation. He was sent to the local school, but then gained a place at the elite Academy of Forta in 1858. By 1862, we find the young Nietzsche already recording his doubts about the religious faith that dominated his home background. He was turning even then to ideas of evolution, and already had begun to speculate on the human condition. We scarcely even know whether humanity itself is only a step. Jasper remarks that Nietzsche philosophizes as a boy. Nietzsche was certainly an intense boy, often lonely and absorbed by ideas. In 1863, we find him already struggling to convey the mass of his thoughts on paper. I stare for a long time at the white paper in front of me, troubled by the confused crowd of themes. This sense of abundance is one of the experiences given to the character Zarathustra. In 1865, Nietzsche went to Leipzig as a student, where he shifted to the study of classical philology, the ancient languages, and their origins. Already, he saw his own future in learning and teaching. My goal is to become a truly practical teacher. Nietzsche was searching for fellow spirits, and in 1865, he discovered in a bookshop the major work of Schopenhauer, The World as Will and Representation. For the student Nietzsche, this book by his older contemporary was a mirror of his own thoughts and struggles. Throughout his life, Nietzsche needed heroes of thought, models for his own quest. In 1867, he enrolled in the army, but he still kept on learning. Now Nietzsche was acquiring other heroes, such as the ancient Greek thinker Democritus. In 1868, Nietzsche was reading and writing about the late 18th century German authority Kant. In the same year, he met the composer Richard Wagner, whom he described as a fabulously vivacious, fiery man. In 1871, Nietzsche started work on what became his first book, The Birth of Tragedy. In January 1883, Nietzsche wrote Book 1 of TZZ in 10 days. The period after that was a time of intense productiveness. He died in August 24th, 1900.